Now let's consider Adam Smith on the rate of profit in Book 1, Chapter 9. This chapter is called Of the Profits of Stock. The points in this chapter are fairly straightforward, and there's also a bit of repetition from what has gone before. One key point is simply that an increase in capital raises wages. The other key point of the chapter is that competition across capital lowers the rate of profit. Smith is careful to note that the rate of profit on capital is not the same thing as the rate of interest on loans. Nonetheless, the two stand in some kind of loose relationship to each other. It's easier to observe the rates of interest on loans, and that over time on loans we see lower interest rates as society progresses and opulence increases. This is exactly in accord with Smith's theory. In this chapter, it's interesting to see that Smith still is considering the Dutch Republic as wealthier than England, and he notes that in Holland there is a lower rate of interest on loans. Smith also argues that colonies have especially high rates of return on capital, and that's because they have a lot of natural resources relative to the amount of capital accumulation. This argument, or this kind of argument, is going to play a big role in future debates over the economic importance of colonies. For further background on this chapter, I would also recommend that you view our video on David Hume on rates of interest, as some of Smith's ideas here apparently are coming from Hume.